Okay.
A splash. Splash. The stories Peter's leaves in the sports world. The splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
We start the Splash for Tuesday, January 26, 2021, with the remembrance. One year ago today was a very, 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 very bad day. It was the anniversary, you know, that was the day that Kobe Bryant, his daughter and seven other people died in the helicopter crash. It was also the day of the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Arizona.
I remember it like it was 10 years ago. Seriously, it was a very... I was on a golf course at Papago with a couple of friends, and both those things came down in the same day via text while you're on a golf course. And it was like, what? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it has officially been a year since, in my mind, when all of this kicked in. Everything that marked 2020 as the year from hell kicked in 1 year ago today.
Interesting to note, though, even after the first case, we were still about 7 weeks away from full-on, like, shutdown panic mode.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, this was the beginning.
But the death of Kobe lingered. I mean, that was not Hank Aaron passing away.
No, that was a man in the prime of his life.
Suddenly yanked. Gone. Yeah.
And then the Friday, that was a Sunday that happened. The Friday after, the Suns had the home game against Oklahoma City, where they did the Kobe remembrance. They did it all the arenas. And I find it hard to believe that I was part of that moment in a full arena. There was 17,000 people there.
That's amazing.
Life has changed so much in a year. It's unbelievable. Arizona Cardinals made some coaching moves official yesterday. They promote Sean Kugler to run game coordinator in addition to his offensive line coaching duties. Cam Turner is now officially the quarterback's coach, and Sean Jefferson, as reported last week, coming in as the wide receiver's coach. We speculated when all this stuff trickled out, they'll do it in one fell swoop, all their coaching changes.
Uh-huh.
So those are coaching changes,
uh-huh.
And that's it.
And so the added responsibility is going to Sean Kugler, who gets a promotion, who maybe will have more of a hand in where the offense goes. I don't know, Vinny. It seems to me to be either a move you make on the cheap or a move you make if you're delusional. I don't know. I don't get it. But it's the Cardinals are choosing this path for whatever reasons. I think there's, and we're going to have this discussion, there's a fascinating case as to when and where and how is this team ever going to find an identity?
Great question. The Phoenix Suns don't get back on the floor until tomorrow night against Oklahoma City. Media wasn't able to talk to Monty Williams or Devin Booker on Monday, meaning we'll probably get an update about the All-Star guard's hamstring injury later today. Booker, of course, left Friday night's game against Denver in overtime and then didn't play in Saturday's rematch. So we'll see what his status is. The Lakers were in Cleveland last night. LeBron James, bless his heart, he took offense to a Cleveland Cavaliers executive clapping a little bit too much after James missed a shot. And to quote Michael Jordan, and I took that personally. So LeBron scored 21 of his 46 points in the fourth quarter of the Lakers 115-108 win over the Cavs. They've now started 10-0 on the road, a new team record.
Yeah, they're a really good basketball team. And LeBron James, when he has a night like that, you realize that at his peak, he's still the best in the sport. That's what kind of last night was to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was very reassuring, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
Discussions between the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association are underway about still holding an All-Star game in what would be a one-day event on March 7th. This, according to The Athletic, one of the sites mentioned is State Farm Arena in Atlanta. Talks have also been going on about having a tie-in with historically black colleges and universities, but all discussions are still in the early stages. I still am raving about the quality of play we saw in last year's All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need an All-Star game this year.
No.
Don't do it.
No. Why risk it? Why take any chances? Why? Why?
We're, you know, March is...
It's such a social event for the players.
Yeah.
How do you...
The best players...
Yeah. Bring them
and
together.
And then put them together so if there is a COVID outbreak, all the best players are in protocols. That'd be a great idea.
Let's bring elite superstars together with other elite superstars, the people they actually want to be with. With because generally when elite superstars hang out on the road, it's people want to be with them. Now there's other people they want to be around. It's a purely a social networking kind of deal. No, bad idea. I'm on Team Murata here.
Last night in college basketball, to sum up ASU's performance in Tucson in one sound effect. Moving on.
Jared's got a word for that. I'm sure he's got plenty of words for that.
Arizona jumps out to a 12-0 lead in the first 6.5 minutes. Never look back. 80-67 in a game that wasn't that close.
Squirting diarrhea.
They sweep ASU in the season series with both wins coming over the last 5 days. ASU has now lost 6 games in a row. They're 1-5 and in last place in the Pac-12, and they're back on the floor Thursday night against Cal, the only team they've beaten in conference play, in Tempe on Thursday.
You talk about a low point for the ASU program. There have been a lot of low points, but in reading tweets from our guy Doug Tamaro, he described getting on a bus that got back in Tempe after a 100-mile ride at 2:30 in the morning, can't have food or drink on the bus because of COVID measures, and then pointed out that Jesse Morrison, who ran the board while you were gone, was the only Phoenix media member to represent in Tucson last night.
He was the only sucker to make that trip.
Listen, we were in the midst of wicked weather, a nor'easter, right? To do a Boston thing. We were in the midst
of... It was a wicked nor'easter.
Right.
Not driving down to Tucson. It's wicked dangerous.
We can't even bring some Dunkin' on the bus.
We got the perfect storm going on. You want me to drive down to Tucson and watch that crap? No, thank you.
Yeah, so you had that, you had the wicked nor'easter, and then you had a pandemic, and then you had an ASU team that cares less than you do.
They didn't care less than me because it got to a certain point in the first half, and I said, I'm not staying up for this. Sorry.
That was a smart... Sorry, not sorry, right?
Coyotes back at it tonight. They're hosting the Anaheim Ducks at Gila River Arena. Former Coyotes GM John Chyka suspended by the NHL until December 31st, 2021. He's not in the league right now, but for pursuing other opportunities with NHL teams while he was under contract with Arizona. That after he cost the Coyotes draft picks for illegally testing prospects. Ugh.
Yeah, and to all you Coyotes people who told me, it's no big deal. This is nothing. no one's even concerned. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Right?
Rory McIlroy commits to playing the Waste Management Phoenix Open for the first time along with Jason Day, so two more top 50 golfers in the field. And tonight we will learn the outcome of the Baseball Hall of Fame vote. Group of players with red flags next to their name tops the ballot. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Curt Schilling, Andy Pettit, Omar Vizquel among them.
Yeah, I've got a really good idea about it. I'm going to unveil later.
Okay.
I've got a genius idea for Major League Baseball.
Ooh, can it be implemented before the vote comes out today or no?
No, okay. Unfortunately.
Moving forward. There you go. There's your splash.